Good morning and welcome to the Thursday edition of Byers & Company. We'll be giving away your chance to win meet and greets with Nelly, Bret Michaels, and some VIP packages. It's all about the Decatur celebration on Byers & Company right now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday. Good morning. We're back. Really having a good time today. Just enjoy being around good friends. Jeff Daly. Known him for 22 years. Coach. Been around 400 years. I've known him for how long?
About 22 or 24 years.
Yeah, something like that. A lot of time spent together.
Oh,
Lindsay
yeah,
Romano feels like 22 years.
You know,
I'm just teasing. It was a joke. It was an easy joke.
It's been 10.
Okay, I was about right then.
Yeah, in about a week.
Feels like 22.
It's 10.
Feels like 22. Now I've known you longer than that.
Yeah.
So, you know, okay. So, anywho.
I get the same reaction from my wife when I try to make funnies.
Yeah, we've heard your funnies. I'm siding with your wife on this one. All right. So good morning and welcome to the program. Your chance to win, because we're giving all the meet and greets away tomorrow. There's still that Bret Michaels up on the Now Decatur Facebook page. If you want to like, comment, and share, you can get in on that contest. Let's go ahead and take some calls. We'll line them up. First five at 875-1340. You tell me who you want to meet and greet. You want to meet Nelly? You want to meet Bret Michaels? And we'll draw out our winner from all of our qualifiers tomorrow morning. Because I'm taking the first 4 days of next week off, and we'll be back in action for the Decatur celebration starting Friday morning here in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. Now, you've not watched – do you watch Game of Thrones?
I have not watched more than about two or three episodes.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Most of the time I just forget about it.
Okay. Jeff, you've not watched
it? No, I have not watched it at all.
All right. We did not. I mean, it started – they just recently started their seventh season on HBO, and I had not watched a single episode. And now we're quite a way through season one. And I got to tell you, I get what everybody's talking about.
Okay. And you, because you were iffy on it after the first episode or
two. I was very iffy. I thought it may be a little bit overrated. I didn't really know. By the way, first five callers at 875-1340. Be patient, too. The stuff about not even wanting to hold on for 20 seconds is getting a little old. You're asking for free stuff.
Wow.
Just a little patience, please.
Yeah, just a smidge.
Yeah. I know we live in a microwave world where everybody wants everything instantaneously and right now, but just have a little bit of patience. 875-1340, your chance to win meet and greets with either Nelly or Bret Michaels for the Decatur celebration. So I'm watching this, and I realize it's really our city council should be.
I understand.
And I'm trying to figure out if Councilman McDaniel is a Lannister or a Littlefinger, because it's like all of the personality types are there. So we're going to create our own Game of Thrones. We're going
to
create our own
seven. Go back to the very beginning.
I know. We're going
to.
Yeah. Yes, you should do it. It's all on demand, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
So we're going to create our own seven kingdoms, and we're going to give our own names to all of these kingdoms and their kings and all the sniveling sort of palace intrigue that goes on behind. That's how we're going to start treating. And what do you think of my idea of infecting Springfield with Dan Calkins?
I think it's awesome.
You could get behind that, couldn't you?
I saw Coach go
after Dan Calkins one time at Bizzou.
Oh, come on.
It was so funny because Dan did his Dan thing and walked up, and Coach just unleashed on him. Coach does this, like, nice guy act, you know.
Right.
Oh, shucks. You know, he's got that kind of grandfatherly thing going on. You ever see him get mad at people?
I've seen him on the edge. I've never seen him full
blown. Oh, I have. And so is Dan Calkins. We were at Bizzou. I don't even remember why we were there. It was like a daytime thing, like a lunch or some kind of get together. Do you remember this?
I remember it.
Yeah.
What were you upset about?
I'm not going to discuss it, please.
Why?
He's still mad about it, apparently. Whatever.
Scratch the surface, and it's still right there.
Yeah, I believe that.
God, that was funny.
Sorry, I missed that, Coach.
We should reenact it. You want to reenact it?
No.
No?
No?
I remember it very well, though.
Vividly.
So does Dan. All right, so.
I remember the one in here.
The one in here, yeah.
Because I was in there at that time.
God, yeah.
One point, I swear to God, during a commercial break, he threw his headphones down. I mean, threw them and started to storm out of the studio.
Right.
And this is like during a commercial break during the interview. And I distinctly remember saying, Dan, get your back in here and sit down. And he did.
Yeah.
And we continued on, and it didn't get any better. But it was like, there's like surreal moments in and around Dan. And I think this could be the one guy that breaks Mike Madigan. I really do. I mean, I have that much belief in his ability to be that big a thorn. I think he could make Mike Madigan just give up.
Game of Thorns.
Yes.
Game of Thorns.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Now, he would see himself as Ned. That's not who he is, but that's how he would see himself. We got to figure out which
Calkins is coming.
Yes. Storm is coming. All right, so that's my plan. You with me?
I'm with you.
We got to like.
I don't think that'd be a bad idea altogether.
Yeah,
I think that's.
I mean, I've given up on actually having representation over there, right?
Boy.
Okay, I'm telling you, this work with me here. We're gonna create our own committee. All right, we're going to try to give away some meet and greets to Nellie and Brett Michaels. We're not going to try to. We're going to give away tomorrow morning.
Yep.
And so we're going to qualify some people here. Corey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic.
All right. Nellie or Brett Michaels?
Brett Michaels.
All right. Now, are you a Poison fan?
Absolutely. Talk dirty to me, Brian.
Corey. That may be for another time. All right. So I'm going to qualify you. Congratulations, and keep listening. You could be a winner tomorrow morning when we pull out our grand prize winners. Sally, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
Not bad.
All right. Brett Michaels or Nellie?
Brett Michaels.
All right. Now, Sally, I would never ask a woman her age, but did you grow up with Brett Michaels? Do you have a special affinity for this band Poison?
I like it, but I was beyond that when he came out.
Uh-huh.
Now you know my age.
No, I don't. That was very vague. I have no idea what that means. All right, but would you like to meet him?
Yeah.
What do you think about the guyliner stuff?
For the time, it was okay.
Okay.
Everybody was for it.
Yeah, but I think he's still doing it.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. I saw that reality show.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. You get to see him up close if you win. You can let us know. All right, Sally, congratulations. You've qualified, and you could be our winner. Listen up tomorrow morning. Barry, good morning. How are you?
Great, Brian.
All right. Brett Michaels or Nellie?
Brett Michaels.
All right. Are you a Poison fan?
Yes.
What's your favorite song?
I'm a Trump fan, too.
Ooh. Whoa. Okay. That's all right.
Absolutely.
It seemed a little defensive there. Everybody's welcome here.
Hey, keep hammering those politicians. They need it.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling, and congratulations. You've qualified. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. Nellie or Brett Michaels?
Let's do Brett Michaels.
All right. Are you a Poison fan?
First song on the guitar I ever learned to play, Every Rose Has a Thorn.
Ooh, cool. Were you wearing mascara while you were doing it?
Absolutely.
You've qualified. Congratulations. Mandy, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. All right. Brett Michaels or Nellie?
Well, either one would be awesome.
Okay.
Everyone's picking Brett Michaels, but I really want to pick Nellie, but I already told her Brett Michaels, so I don't know.
Oh, that's okay.
You can change
You can change your mind. We're all
Put
about
me in for Nellie instead.
All right. Now, are you a Nellie fan?
Yeah, I'm fans of both of them.
Okay. Were you going to go down to see both shows?
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
We'll be down there all three nights always.
So the $5 wristband's not going to deter you from coming to the...
No, not at all. Never would.
Okay. Well, listen up, Mandy. You could be a winner. We got you down for Nellie, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. And thanks for participating. We'll do
Mandy's husband is actually the one that had the GoFundMe account to make sure he could go to the celebration.
That was
brilliant, wasn't it?
Are you familiar with this story?
I am not.
All right. There was a guy who, in the world of the greatest maybe snark sort of snarks, because everybody was complaining about this,
$5.
He started a GoFundMe account, and people actually gave him money.
Well, that's awesome.
I think he ended up raising like $20 or something.
Yeah, so he's good to go. Well, congratulations to everyone for qualifying. Corey, Sally, Barry, Jason, Mandy, four Brett Michaels and one Nellie. I got to tell you. I know everybody thinks the big show Sunday night is going to be Nellie. I'm not convinced the big show isn't going to be Saturday night with Brett Michaels, just based on the feedback we're getting on the demand. I think they're both going to be huge shows. I think Travis Tritt's going to be a huge show. I'm very excited. Can we get that? What's that song called about? Here's a quarter. What's the name of that song?
Yeah. Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares. I'll get it for you.
Yeah. Can you get that for me? I'm fast becoming now. Listen, I'm starting to worry about myself. I've endorsed Dan Calkins, and I'm admitting to being a country music fan all in one show, which is a lot of change at the age of 50. I'm a little long in the tooth for big life changes like this. But I was listening to a lot of this last night, and they got some musician-wise. I mean, this guy's a good guitarist.
Oh, yeah.
And I really have found myself to be a fan of his voice. How did I go all this time without knowing anything about this guy? I mean,
he's
I knew the name
for a long time.
I knew the name. He used to play in those celebrity poker things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's a good poker player.
Yep.
And he's shown up, and you know, he was in that great Steven Seagal movie, Fire Down Below.
Yeah.
I don't know how he missed an Academy Award there, but
him or Steven Seagal?
Both of them.
Steven Seagal's probably got more in common with Brett Michaels with the hair. All right, let's do a little of this, and this is Travis Tritt. Friday night at the Decatur Celebration, and big thank you to Tammy for helping out a friend of mine for a special request on this. It's going to be cool. Travis Tritt.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone, and now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared, and you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your life. Here's a quarter. Someone who cares.
Yeah. All right, I feel like having a beer right now. I don't know about the rest of you.
Yeah.
He wrote that the night he got his divorce papers. You gotta love country music in that regard, right?
Right, absolutely. And Lindsay does an awesome job of lip syncing this thing.
I know. Sad. I know the words to a lot of these songs.
All right, that's Friday night. Brett Michaels Saturday night, Nelly on Sunday. And who's opening up for Nelly? Our very own DJ Mondo will be on stage. That's going to be a lot of fun. He'll rock that crowd. We're really looking forward to it. $1,000 we're giving away. And by the way,
that has begun.
It has. I'm updating right now. I just updated the Now Decatur app. We've got a brand new app that is coming out, and all you have to do is either be already, you know, download or update. Download throughout the weekend of the celebration. You're going to want to do it early because we'll have all the celebration stuff you can possibly need right there. And
the winner's announced Sunday.
We're going to announce the winner from the main stage right before Nelly on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
One lucky person is going to win $1,000 courtesy of Dale's South Lake Pharmacy, Coley's Corner Drugs, Investment Planners, Inc., and Investment,
IPI Wealth Management.
Wealth Management. Okay, right. Thank you. I was doing that off my cuff because I don't have an actual script.
You did well.
Yeah,
thank
you.
But $1,000 cash. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
It took me 10 seconds to update.
Yeah, I'm updating mine right now.
It'd be worth a $5.
I did it first thing this morning, and if you already have our app, you just get your notification that there's an update waiting for you, and bam, you have the new app ready to go.
Yeah, and there you have it. So, going to be fun. Going to give away a lot of money. Make sure you're following Natticator.com, Natticator app, Natticator Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All of that will be nothing but celebration for four straight days.
And it's not even just the main acts. I mean, here come the Mummies. I'm really excited to see
Jersey Tenors.
Jersey Tenors.
Yeah. Now, we have agreed not to have a fight over what the name of the band.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Jersey Tenors.
Yes.
We talked to Brian Noonan yesterday.
Right. I've seen them. They are awesome.
They're fantastic. Did you go to the last show?
I did.
The last show was better than the one that they did previously.
Really?
Well, the one they did previously was mostly Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. That's when it was the Unexpected Boys because the Jersey Boys was a very big thing.
Right.
This last show, they did some of that, but they did Queen and ABBA and Bon Jovi in a fun way. They do all these mashups.
Yeah. Yep.
And it is really entertaining.
Yep, it is. Very entertaining. And it's a great two-hour show.
Yeah. All right, what's on your agenda?
Today or?
I don't know.
Oh.
I bet you could give us everything you've done in the last week in 30 seconds.
No, not quite.
Okay.
I mean, I've been busy.
What are you busy doing? What?
Oh, I got had a little problem with a new washer and dryer and
what is it when, like, you get old and retire that stuff just breaks down everywhere? That's all you ever tell about is how you're fixing windows,
I think it's because of the age of the house, too. I don't know.
It might be. Kind of like you.
Yeah.
You probably had it a while, but it just said, about time.
That's exactly what happened.
You just get the feeling. Here's what I get the feeling we're talking about here is that the lovely Mrs. James just makes an incredibly long list for him every week to get him out of her hair.
You're so right.
That's probably very true.
How do I avoid Ronnie this week? Okay, yeah. Ronnie.
What time are you leaving?
Take care of the washer and dryer. Mm-hmm. Here's your list.
Go hop
now,
on.
Now, are you coming down to the Decatur celebration?
Yes. Yes.
Are you buying your wristband in advance? Because we know you like a good
deal. Yeah, that was why I asked you early, or the question I asked you. But
You can go to nowdecatur.com, and there's a story that lists all of the places the wristbands are available.
Right.
But I thought it would be very convenient for me to do that this morning, but that's fine.
You know there's a story with a list there, then you know we're not on that list.
Yeah, I hadn't looked at the list.
Okay, well, you need to look at the list if you want to save your $3 and go to one of those locations and buy them
early. I need to do that today.
Yeah. So. Or you could just spend $8 at the gate and give the extra $3 as a donation to the Decatur Celebration.
True.
There you go. Do that as well.
Just think about it. Every band you buy at the gate's $3 more towards the good
and
cause.
And buy one for every day.
Yeah, you could.
You could.
And I may just buy extras and give them away, too.
Well, that would be nice.
Really?
Yep.
I wouldn't count on that, folks. You want to keep winning, keep listening here. I want everybody to stop Coach every time they see him down at the Decatur Celebration and go, hey, you said you were giving some free stuff away.
You got a wristband?
Just look for Coach all weekend long. He's got free stuff.
Of course, if they're already in here, they've already got their wristband.
Oh, no, you can buy a beer.
Oh, buy some beer tickets.
Yeah.
I could.
Coach will be handing out free stuff all weekend at the Decatur Celebration.
Come
just
find him.
Stop him and ask. Yeah. All right, we've got to take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Showers, thunderstorms possible this morning. Otherwise, cloudy skies. Highs around 82 degrees. Tonight, 30% chance of showers with lows around 68 degrees. Friday, partly sunny. Highs near 82. Saturday, sunshine. Beautiful day expected with highs near 80. Right now, it's 74 degrees in downtown Decatur.
From Decatur to Springfield, from Effingham to Belleville, we're bringing even better healthcare closer to home. With outstanding physicians and some of the region's most advanced specialties, our family is coming together to care for yours. HSHS Medical Group and St. Mary's Hospital. Together, part of Hospital Sisters Health System.
Get a jump start on your college search this summer. Millikan University would like to invite high school students and their families to attend a campus visit day August 7th. At the campus visit day, you can tour campus and learn about academic offerings, athletics, and scholarship opportunities. Discover the value of earning a degree at one of the top-ranked colleges in the Midwest. Make it Millikan and register for a campus visit day August 7th at millikan.edu/visit.
When you need spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, do we call this King's Landing? Is that where we are right now?
We need to come up with another name.
Or are we the North?
Well, King's Landing is kind of the center of...
That's City Council.
Yes, that's City Council. So... we need to come up with a new name, though.
All right.
For our Game of Thorns.
Game of... You know, we could probably do this to the theme of The Strain, too.
Yeah.
You know, this probably works in a lot of different areas of the entertainment world.
Oh, yeah.
Do you watch The Strain?
Yeah, I did at the beginning, and then I bailed on it.
Did you read the books? You should read the books.
Okay.
They're done by...
books are better than the series.
Guillermo del Toro and Chuck Hogan as a combination. Yeah, now the series has outlasted the books, so they're just making stuff up.
Oh.
I mean, it's not source material anymore. So this season, we've kind of drifted. You know, we watched the first episode, and it was just kind of...
Been there, done that.
I don't know. And now we're totally into this Game of Thrones sort of, you know, maniacal kind of the way we did Breaking Bad. It's just, you know, it is amazing to me how you can miss something for 7 years and then go, why did we miss this? And
that's all you're doing. Nobody shuts up about it. And they're, you know, I mean, I'll be like, oh my gosh, don't tell me what happened on Game of Thrones. I'm like, I don't even watch the show.
Now, so far, who are you relating to? The Lannisters? Do you like the Starks?
Starks.
Okay, you're all about the Starks.
And Khaleesi. I like Khaleesi.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
My daughter is a diehard fan, so I may have to go do this.
Well, you know, it's all there on demand. And I think that we should just start taking transcripts of the city council meeting and reading them with the Game of Thrones.
Yes.
It would be our Game of Thrones accents. So that you get, like, the sniveling. Do that for me.
Do what?
The sniveling.
Like that?
Yeah, well, don't you? I mean, you got to, like, you know.
Give me an example of what
I don't know. You did
about.
It the other day. I was just...
You have to go into full-blown sniveling mode.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Go ahead, Lindsay.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
Okay.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
All right. And then we'll go like Springfield and City Council and maybe the County Board. And, you know, we'll hand out names and kingdoms. And it'll at least we can have fun. Because at the end, we're going to get screwed. That's just what always happens. So,
right.
But at least we can have fun while we're doing it.
Is there a king in each one of these kingdoms?
Oh, yes. Well, okay. There's a king over the seven kingdoms, but then there's...
I knew that part.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure about the other.
Yeah,
okay.
So you have to name a king too.
No, right? Well, a king, yes. The king would be, I would assume, would be the mayor. If we're talking about, you know,
city council,
the city,
right?
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
And there are lords, you know, and they get varying degrees, and then all of the palace intrigue that goes on, you know, behind the scenes.
Yeah, there's definitely.
Do we have a eunuch? Is there anyone that translates right into the?
Yeah,
eunuch?
We need that.
Okay.
Who's our imp?
Oh, the jokes just keep on coming.
And an imp. Yes, we need an imp and a eunuch. And
you have to have the ambiguous knights.
Ambiguous?
Oh,
okay. Okay, don't go there. You can't do that with Coach. That's a generational thing. All right.
Oh, the images just...
Right? I think the possibilities are endless. And we're only in season one. I mean, think about the vast amount of ground ahead.
I got to do it now.
Yeah.
You got me intrigued.
Okay.
I'll start watching tonight.
All right, on demand. You can check it out. Season one. And the only advice I was given by friends is don't get attached to any of the characters.
Yeah, they don't last long from what I
heard. I heard that as well, yeah.
It's okay. You know, it's all right. We've got a lot to get to here today, including one more time for you to qualify before we give these away tomorrow. Backstage meet and greet, and it comes with parking, and, I mean, it's a $400 value, but you can't buy them because they're sold out for Nelly and Brett Michaels. And don't forget that Brett Michaels is up on Facebook as well. We got two of those that we're giving away, one on air and one on Facebook. So check it out. Here's Jeff Daly back with more after this.
WSOY News Time is 8:29. Well, sometimes it's difficult for younger people to connect with others if they're shy or not sure what to say to someone else. The Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce wants to help those people with their Emerging Leaders Program at the Table for 10 event they host every month. The informational event helps attendees meet other people and help them form personal and professional connections through a meet-and-greet lunch. Participants are encouraged to bring their business cards. Mark Sturgill is the program director for the chamber and said the event is mainly about getting to know one another.
New, introduce themselves and just light conversation, no program, no speaker, anything like that. And so you make those connections naturally, organically. And
the program happens once a month. You can find more information through the Chamber's website or through our story at nowdecatur.com. Coming up, we'll talk more about the deadlock over in Springfield over a school funding formula. That's after Fox on WSOY.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Several hours of debate ahead of senators on repealing Obamacare as the president keeps up the pressure on Twitter.
This time writing, come on, Republican senators, you can do it on health care. After 7 years, this is your chance to shine.
Fox's Kevin Cork. A clean Obamacare repeal bill rejected yesterday, and lawmakers, some of them in favor of the so-called skinny repeal, an investigation underway after a deadly accident on the first day of the Ohio State Fair.
It's called the Fireball, a ride that twists people around and swings back and forth like a pendulum. Cell phone video capturing the moment the ride crashed, broke apart, and bodies went flying.
And then it hit the ground. He wasn't breathing.
An 18-year-old man died. 7 others hurt.
Fox Radio's Jeff Manasso. Fox News. We report. You decide.
WSOY News Time is 8:31. House Speaker Mike Madigan is accusing Governor Bruce Rauner of a no-compromise position on a school funding bill that's the source of the latest gridlock at the state capitol. The Democrat says the proposal is fair to all schools. The Republican governor has vowed to change it, though, through his amendatory veto powers. Rauner says Chicago public schools receive a bailout in the bill, but he hasn't detailed what he'd change in it. Madigan spoke to reporters after the first day of the special session yesterday, where attendance was noticeably light. At issue is a plan the Democrat majority legislature approved that changes how Illinois distributes school money. However, the Senate isn't sending the bill to Governor Rauner until Monday. The special session is expected to continue through tomorrow and then reconvene on Monday. In sports, Paul DeYoung belted a 2-run home run, and Randall Grichuk had a career-high 4 hits as the Cardinals beat up on the Rockies 10-5 to complete a 3-game sweep. Meanwhile, the defending World Series champions are back atop the National League Central following their 10th win in 12 games since the All-Star break. Anthony Rizzo went 3-for-4 with 4 RBIs as the Cubs beat up on the White Sox 8-3. Tonight on WSOY, Cardinals and Diamondbacks open up a 4-game weekend series at Busch. We'll have that game for you starting at 6:05 after a shortened edition of Sport Talk with Mark Tupper and Tim Kaine. Your next news update comes your way at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Newhoff Media, media made locally.
Have you ever thought about what your legacy will be? Many of us wonder what our children and grandchildren will remember about us. We tell our stories and pass on heirlooms to create a legacy for our family. What about a legacy for your community? Hi, this is Ouija Stewart with the Community Foundation of Macon County. Those of us who have lived, loved, and worked in Decatur know what a great community we live in. We have wonderful arts and parks. Our schools and colleges offer many options for learning and growing, no matter what your age. We have 2 excellent hospitals, and people and families have strong faith connections. The fabric of life in Decatur is rich and vibrant. If you love living here, think about making your community part of your legacy, too. It's easy to do by adding simple language to your will that leaves part of your estate to your favorite charity. Talk to your family and to your attorney about leaving a legacy to Decatur. It will be one more thing your children will remember about you.
Here is Lindsay Marlene Romano III with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today, highs near 82 degrees. Then for tonight, 30% chance of showers with lows around 68 degrees. Friday, partly sunny and highs near 82. And Saturday, sunshine, highs near 80. Right now it's 74 in downtown Decatur.
Your WSOY time, 8:34.
You're listening to Byers & Company. Only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, it's 8:34. I will take the first 5 callers to qualify to win meet and greets and VIP passes for either Nelly or Brett Michaels. Your choice, 875-1340. The first 5 callers right now. We're off to the offices of Benjamin F. Edwards and Todd Bruner, who's standing by. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Brian. The Dow rallied stronger for a third day on Wednesday and ended the session up at 21,711. All 3 of the popular averages closed at new all-time highs on continued favorable earnings news and the Federal Reserve's decision to leave interest rates unchanged. As expected, the Fed also said it will begin to reduce its $4.5 trillion balance sheet. In economic news, new home sales rose 0.8% during June, but it was less than what was expected. In addition to a heavy slate... Corporate earnings releases, economic announcements likely to impact trading today include weekly initial jobless claims and the durable goods orders. The European markets were lower today with the London FTSE down 0.1% and the DAX in Frankfurt off 0.67%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 1.15%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was down 5/32nds, yielding 2.308%. Gold futures were up $12.30 at $1,267.90. Crude oil futures were down 47 cents at $48.27 a barrel. The Dow has started the day trading at 21,755, a positive 44.65, ADM 41.58, Ameren 56.12, Caterpillar 113.37, Norfolk Southern 114.86, PPG 107.13, Tate and Lyle 35.22, and Mueller Water at 11.43. Brian, today I'll leave you with the words from Henry Ward Beecher. Victories that are easy can be cheap, but those worth having are ones from the result of hard work. This is Todd Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Todd. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Coach, I'm getting a little vacation time in.
I hear that. Sounds good.
Yeah. Monday through Thursday next week. Show will go on. Yeah, Cabin will be in Monday and Tuesday. Wayne Kent will be in on Wednesday and Thursday. And then Lindsay and I will both be back on Friday of the Decatur Celebration.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. We're going to recharge, get ready for the weekend. It's a very busy weekend for
it
us.
Is.
And
it
a lot
is.
Of fun. Not complaining at all. It's a blast. But the whole team sort of lives down here. It's just kind of the way it works.
I remember those days.
And we'll be, of course, amping up the coverage. Videos, photo galleries, stories, pictures. It'll be great. And you're giving away free stuff all weekend. So all you do is just find Coach.
Find me. Find me. Say the magic word.
Oh, I can't wait. You know people will do this, right? That's what worries me. Come on now. You know, I mean, they will. Hey, what's up, Coach? Where's the free stuff? That's what they're going to do all weekend long for you. All right. Let's get to some calls here. 875-1340. We have one line open because people just can't hold for 30 seconds to win free stuff. Not all people. Some people. Alan, for instance, decided to stick with us. Alan, good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
All right. Brett Michaels or Nelly?
Oh, Nelly.
Really?
Yeah, 54 years old. I know he's a huge St. Louis Cardinal fan and St. Louis Blues.
All right. So, we heard from Mike Claiborne earlier this week, who emcees Nelly's big fundraiser in St. Louis to scholarship kids to a special school, that he's a great guy, too.
That's what I've heard. Never met him, but I think it'd be cool.
All right, Alan, congratulations. You've qualified, and you could be our winner tomorrow morning. Keep listening. Brandon, good morning. How are you?
Oh, just fine. How are you?
I'm great. Nelly or Brett Michaels?
Brett Michaels, please.
All right, are you a Poison fan?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite song?
Oh, Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Probably the one that comes to mind, the first. So.
All right, now, Brandon, would you be wearing mascara to the show?
Oh, probably not. I gave that up.
All right, congratulations. You've qualified. You could be our winner. Keep listening. John, good morning. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm great, thanks. Brett Michaels or Nelly?
Brett Michaels.
All right, what's your favorite Poison song?
Every Rose.
Oh, God, you guys love that song. Are you going to be wearing mascara to the show?
No.
Okay. Congratulations, John, you've qualified. Help me with this. I don't know how to pronounce this last one.
Loreen,
good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You don't sound great, Loreen. That sort of seemed like that was like a heavy grade. I'm great.
No.
All right.
I'm great. Thanks.
Brett Michaels or Nelly?
Brett Michaels.
All right, are you a fan way back?
No. I think my husband is, so.
You think he is?
Well, he loves music, and we go to the celebration every night, every year. So.
All right. Well, what are you looking forward to this year?
I just like to see all the people, and I hope that it's going to be a great success this year. I just hate all the negativity that's surrounding the fence.
You know, here, let me tell you this, Loreen. I believe that there's a loud vocal minority. I don't think the vast majority of people are negative about this at all.
Oh, I don't either. I work in a hair salon, and
you get to hear the gossip then.
Yeah, most of the people are, you know, not bothered by it at all. There's just a few naysayers, you know. So.
And you know what? Those naysayers, if this is really what keeps them from supporting the event, they weren't supporting the event anyway.
That's right. That's how I feel.
All right, Loreen. Well, congratulations. You're in. Maybe you make your husband happy, but come down and enjoy it anyway. All right. Thank you. We'll make our announcement tomorrow morning before I get out of here. That will give you the week to plan. And if we give you this free stuff, and we're happy to do it, nothing makes me happier. Love handing out stuff.
I know. That's good.
But spend some money while you're down.
Yep.
right?
Absolutely.
Just because you get free stuff doesn't mean you can't drop a few bucks.
Yep. Come down and eat and have a good
go
time.
Go to Taraski's.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy. I mean, my mouth's watering already. Those ribeye sandwiches.
I know.
And the pork sandwiches, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That pork chop sandwich is awesome.
Oh. Now, if you're going to get the ribeye, what I would suggest is get a double ribeye.
I've never done that.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
You get two ribeyes on one sandwich.
Ooh.
And then you get the Country Bob sauce.
Yep.
And no one, not even me, is counting sodium on Celebration Weekend. So it's all good.
Just give it up for the weekend.
Yep. Now, we're going to hit it hard that next week because the second round of our WSOY MCA Challenge starts.
Good timing.
But we got to do before and after photos this time. So I might just fatten up, you know, during the celebration.
Yeah,
didn't you read the email yesterday?
No, I haven't.
I mean, you don't have near as far to go as anybody else, I guarantee.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, that's fair. No.
What do you mean, oh, no?
Can I just take my winning picture? I don't want to do a before and after.
Why not?
Okay. Actually, I've been thinking about that because you do have that option in MyFitnessPal, by the way.
Oh, you do?
To occasionally in your weight, where you put your weight, you can actually put a progress picture.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I wish we would have done this the first time because there is a vast difference.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the weight loss. I can't wear my pants. Nothing fits anymore.
Well.
I bought two pairs of shorts yesterday.
Yes.
Take a guess at what waist size I had to buy.
30?
28.
Ooh, you're kidding me.
No.
When was the last time you were at a 28?
A long time ago. And
that's awesome.
Well, it is and it isn't. It's like nothing fits and you got to get everything altered. But yeah.
I think that's great.
28.
That's great.
I love it.
I admire you.
A lot of work.
Well, yeah.
And maintaining is as much work as it's getting there.
Yeah,
but anyway, the second round of our 12-week WSOYMC challenge begins. We're going to have our luncheon the Monday after the celebration and get to know each other luncheon because we're going to have two listeners that we'll announce tomorrow.
So what do you have at the luncheon?
Healthy.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, do healthy. And then Wednesday will be our first group workout. And then you can follow along with the videos and all that. I hope, and I've talked to so many people during the first 12 weeks, you know, inspired by the people in the videos and the people who are really changing
their life. I watched the videos.
Absolutely, that you do something with your life. You don't have to be a part of this challenge. You get off the couch and do something. Yeah, you're going to feel better.
Yes.
You're going to feel better. I promise you.
Get up and
move. More energy, everything, just by working a little. Jeff, I mean, everybody that participated. You know, gained leaps and bounds and just sort of, different levels, and whether it was weight loss or just getting heart healthy or eating better, all of those things can be accomplished with simple advice we'll give you along the way. And I want to thank Molly and Abby and Matt, and I just bumped into Matt down there from the YMCA. They got the backpack challenges or the backpack giveaway this weekend out at the Y. So great folks. And if you apply to be a part of this and you don't get it, don't let that keep you from getting off the couch. Call out the Y. You can join. Got all kinds of free classes. It's a great opportunity. We'll take a marquee coffee break, and when we get back here, maybe I'll do one more round of, since we're giving these away tomorrow, right?
Yes.
And the demand has been a lot of calls for this. So,
yes.
And there's still a Brett Michaels Facebook post up on Natticator, too, and we'll draw the winner of that tomorrow as well. So you have an opportunity. You just got to scroll down a little to find it, and it's there. And not like you're having any problems finding it.
Good grief.
Yeah,
I know.
It's insane, right?
I'm ready to hide it.
It's the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
What could be hotter than a great used car from the Bob Brady Auto Mall? This summer, think CPOV at BBAM. That's certified pre-owned vehicles at the Bob Brady Auto Mall. Why a CPOV at the BBAM? That's easy.
Selected.
Every CPOV at Brady is late model and low miles. These are the cars you'd choose yourself if you had the time to track them down. Brady has them all in one place.
It's hot, Bob.
Inspected.
Every CPOV undergoes an extensive safety inspection. Every detail is perfect with a Bob Brady CPOV.
Protected.
Every Brady CPOV includes up to a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. That's very hot.
It's hot, Bob.
And never neglected.
A CPOV from Bob Brady is almost like buying new with a great used car price. Check the summer's hottest CPOVs from Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, Dodge, Fiat, Honda, and Hyundai now at the Bob Brady Auto Mall. I-72 at exit 144, Decatur. See dealer for details.
Your days are busy. It's hard to find time to plan your dream retirement or ensure you're doing enough to save for tomorrow's needs.
With over 145 years of strength and service in our communities, Busey is the ideal partner to ensure your dreams become reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's getting hot in here. Decatur Celebration in downtown Decatur this August 4th, 5th, and 6th. Headlining Nelly.
It's getting hot in here.
Brett Michaels.
But a good time.
Travis Tritt.
It's a great day to be alive.
Here come the Mummies, the Jersey Tenors, and lots more. Country Financial Band Together wristbands required for admission. Only $5 in advance, $8 at the gate. DecaturCelebration.com. Brought to you by ADM and Ameren, Illinois.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, if they ever got together again, that would be a good celebration,
man. Wouldn't it? Oh.
Don't you love them? But you know what? It all sounds like summer music, right?
It does.
Beer drinking music. Big crowds of beer drinking music. We'll get you a V8 or something.
Thanks.
Yeah. Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Thursday. Go ahead and line up five more callers at 875-1340, and we'll qualify probably 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock hour tomorrow, and then give them away in the 8 o'clock hour. We have meet and greets and VIP passes. That's parking, bracelets, meet and greets with both Nelly and Brett Michaels. Your choice. You call us right now and tell us at 875-1340. Take the first five callers at 875-1340. There's also a Brett Michaels contest on the Now Decatur Facebook page that's going on. If you want a chance to win, I mean, these are sold out. You could buy these originally for $400.
Yeah, I heard.
I think there may still be Travis Tritt. I'm not sure, but I know that the Nelly and the Brett Michaels have sold out, which is great. They don't do them.
Yeah.
When you say sold out, it's not like you can buy, there's not 400 of these. I mean, when you go do this meet and greet, there might be 25 of you. I mean, it's not a huge crowd because the artists agree to do, you know, for however long to do this. I mean, there's not unlimited numbers of these. And because we're sponsors, major sponsors of the show stage and the Fun Fest stage, we get access to the headliner acts that you can't get elsewhere. So, and we don't keep them for ourselves. I did on the Pep one, on the Salt and Pepper. We did give them away, but I kept one. And then we went up on the stage, and it was Salt and Pepper, and Spinderella was there. You have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Debbie Bogle does.
I do.
And it was woo. Except she had pantyhose.
Wow.
That was hardly like...
That's,
you know,
weird.
That's disappointment.
Yeah.
It's August.
Yeah.
You know. But I think they... It's,
who wears pantyhose?
Well, I don't know if they were actual pants. Maybe it's just like a performance thing. I don't know. Who knows?
Tights.
Yeah, maybe. You know, let's go with tights. That's
tights.
Better,
that sounds
right?
Better.
All right, 875-1340 if you want that kind of backstage experience. And then Lindsay got all mad because I cropped Lindsay out of the picture. I cropped everybody out of the picture except me and Pep. It wasn't just Lindsay. I mean, I cropped Salt. I cropped Spinderella. I cropped everybody out of the picture. It was a picture of me and Pep.
That's awesome.
Right. So that's the kind of fun experience we're talking about. So 875-1340. What is the deal with the calls and the hangups? Are the phones not working today, or is Lindsay just, Lindsay really needs some vacation right now. I don't know if you've been, I know you can hear me. I'm on the air. Everyone can hear me. I'm having a private conversation.
I would hope everybody hears you.
Yeah, I can hear you. It's like, okay. First time all week.
It's like we're in here going,
yeah. Yeah. So if you're calling, be patient. She will get you and put you on hold, then she'll come back to you because we got to get all five calls lined up. I think this has thrown her a little. Remember when Coach, like, we didn't take calls for like 3 years because Coach was producing the show?
Right.
And we had to deal with that technology.
There was no music, no calls.
It was just like 3 years of on pause.
Playing the same bump.
Let's do that. Like, I don't think Coach is capable of that. Lindsay's approaching coach-like week, which is a sign we all need to, like, take some time off and recharge. It's been a very, very long year. So, once again, 875-1340 if you'd like to call. And I guess, are we starting over with Scott here? I think so. All right, Scott, good morning. How are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm sorry, what?
Great, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, too. Thank you. I didn't hear that. All right. Brett Michaels or Nelly?
Nelly, please.
Okay. Scott, you've qualified. And It could be our winner as early as tomorrow morning. Is that Lonnie? Lonnie.
What's that? Is yeah.
That, all right. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Good morning.
All right. Nelly or Brett Michaels?
Brett Michaels, please.
All right. Now, are you a Poison fan?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. From I've seen him several times back in the 80s.
Okay. How big was your hair back then? Like Debbie Bogle big?
Taller than the Empire State Building.
Now, I mean, how much work did that take? I look at these pictures. I graduated from Eisenhower in 1984. I was in the 80s. I'm just stunned at how big the hair was.
Oh, I got a job at Walmart just so I could get a discount on Aquanet.
There you go. That's great, Lonnie. We appreciate it. Congratulations. You've qualified, and you might be our lucky winner tomorrow morning as we give these away. Let's see here. Sandra or Sandra?
Sandra.
Sandra, how are you this morning?
I'm great.
All right. Brett Michaels or Nelly?
Nelly.
All right. What's your favorite Nelly song?
It's getting hot in here, of course.
Well, there you go. You think that's got to be the final song Sunday night, right?
I think it'd be a good one to end on.
All right, Sandra. Congratulations. You qualified, and you might be our winner. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good.
All right. Nelly or Brett Michaels?
Brett Michaels.
All right. Are you a Poison fan from way back?
Yeah.
Now, come on. Be honest with me.
No.
Okay.
I like the show on TV that he had.
Oh, yeah, on VH1. Sure.
Yep, yep. And I just like him in general.
Okay. Now, do you mainly like men that wear mascara? I mean, is that a thing for you?
No, not really.
Yeah, works on TV.
That,
works on TV. I don't know. These guys get away with everything. All right, listen, yeah. You could be our winner. Keep listening. We'll be announcing tomorrow morning. All right, let's see. Okay. Let's do this. Who do I have left here? I lost count. I have Chris. Is that right on line four? Chris, good morning. That's not right. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. All right, Brett Michaels or Nelly?
Brett Michaels.
All right. Are you a Poison fan?
I am. Hair Band Days.
All right. What was your favorite Poison song? No, oh, scratch
every
that.
Rose has a...
what was your favorite Poison video?
Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
All right. All right, Nick. We appreciate it. Thank you. And you have qualified. We got to take a quick break because we got some, what do we have? Cardinals tickets to give away or something?
Yeah. Somebody can't use these tickets. Okay. They're their own tickets.
Okay.
They're a first base field box.
Oh, good tickets.
Yeah, very good tickets. And they're for tonight's game.
Tonight's game. All right. So we'll touch base with the United Way. We'll give those tickets away on the other side of the break. Debbie Vogel, Coach. I'm Brian Byers. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today, showers possible this morning. Otherwise, cloudy and highs around 82. Tonight, 30% chance of showers. Lows around 68. For your Friday, sunny highs near 82. And Saturday, sunshine highs near 80. Right now, it's 74 degrees in downtown Decatur.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-733-0145. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-733-0145. That's 1-800-733-0145. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-733-0145.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
I would also go see Bob Seger at the Decatur Celebration. You got a real feel today for the...
For the what?
For the summer beer drinking music.
Oh, yeah.
Barefoot girls sitting on the hood of a Dodge. got everything you need in a Springsteen song or Seeger or whatever it is. We're ready to go for the Decatur celebration. All right, I'm just going to do this. I want to thank Paul, who dropped off two tickets for tonight's game. And if you're a Cardinals fan, and this is an extension kind of what we do with J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds every day, these tickets are, the face value for each of these tickets is $138. They're first base field box tickets. He can't use them. He wants to make somebody's day. So I am just going to take caller number three at 875-1340. And thanks to Paul, we're going to give you these two tickets to enjoy tonight for the game. We realize it's kind of last minute, but I appreciate Paul. These are great seats. You've ever been down there to Busch Stadium, these are fantastic seats. So thanks to him. And, wow, look, here you go. There's the phones. Just be patient. Hold on. Do you get picked up, please? Thank you. All right, United Way, big success last week along with the Parks Foundation. For the BO3K, 296 participants. That's outstanding.
That we were so thrilled with that number. We've tried to make it a little bit different every year, so it's not the same exact obstacle course. And we just had great participation this year. And every year we change it up, so next year we'll be looking for new things. And hopefully we'll have even more people.
Yeah, so congratulations. A quality of life event. Raises a little bit of money for both organizations, which is great. But getting all those people out in the park, being healthy and having fun. Because 296 contestants, I mean, there were tons of family members and friends. I mean, the park was packed full.
Right, right. I don't know how many people were actually in the park, but it was great. And lots of kids. Kids' race was awesome.
Great photo gallery. I say great. That sounds I took them. But there's a photo gallery up on Atticator.com that kind of captures the mood and the essence of all the people who are having fun with this. It's just a super event. Kudos to doing another great job this year. And it's really nice that you and Jill do this. I mean, I really like the cooperation going on in the community right now and not being sort of territorial.
There's so many things happening where people are partnering.
Because missions
sense.
Line up, right? I mean, we are all about, and I'm a member of both board of directors, for transparency's sake, but the lining up of causes. I mean, what are we about? We're about a healthy community. And what does that mean? That means recreation and parks and outdoor activity. And so, of course, to me, the United Way and the Parks Foundation make perfect sense to be going hand in hand.
Right. It's a great partnership, and we hope to continue for as long as people want to participate in this. And
how'd you do?
I didn't do too bad. I ran it in 27 minutes.
Ah, that's pretty good.
So my goal was to run it in under 30.
Yeah.
And to not skip any obstacles, and I accomplished that.
Yeah.
So I'm sore.
Yeah.
Still.
Now, how many? Okay, so some people did skip some ops. Yeah, Amber Kaler, I'm calling you out. I saw it. They had a whole team.
Yeah, they had a whole team.
They had like pink.
And what's funny is she told me later, she's like, I was out there, and I was like, I don't want to do this obstacle. And she helped create this.
Uh-huh.
So she was like kicking herself for some of the things that
From the ultra serious competitors, which went out early, to just people thought, hey, I'll give this a try. Everyone had a blast.
It was
a lot of fun. There's a photo gallery up at Natticator.com of that. And then we also still have that Brett Michaels contest with the meet and greets going on the Natticator Facebook page. Your chance to do that. I'm just going to take a stab at the dark and say Brett Michaels would be your kind of guy.
No, I'd rather go see Nelly.
Really? Because his hair and eyeliner reminds me of you more than anything.
We're twins.
Yeah.
But no, I'd rather go see Nelly.
All right. Hey, have a great day. We're going to be back here tomorrow. Support the United Way. Get your campaign. Contact Debbie. They'll come see you no matter what size business or company you are and make a difference. And then we got a really cool video coming. And,
it's going to be great.
A little tease. A lot of great things happening behind the scenes, folks. Debbie's been a big part of all of it. We appreciate her leadership. We'll be back with you tomorrow bright and early, 6 a.m., enjoy your day. And if you missed any of the show today, podcast available at Natticator.com or the brand new Natticator app. We'll see you tomorrow.
Get a daily recap of the info you need to know now with the Now Decatur Refresh. Access to the day's top news stories, interviews, videos, and more directly to your inbox. Sign up at NowDecatur.com with WSOY Decatur.
8:59. Good morning. Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. Well, today celebrates the 27th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. It was signed into law by President George H.W. Bush back in 1990. The ADA prohibits the discrimination of people with disabilities and guarantees they have the same opportunities as everyone else. Attorney Ed Flynn with the law firm of Winters, Featherstone, and